Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is PZ Theater Presents with Desmond Childs. But before I get into the show today, I wanted to tell you that today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever you want to. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/OTCastRadio. That's audibletrial.com/OTCastRadio. All right, so for today's program, to kick things off at PZ Theater, which will probably be on Wednesdays. Today it's, you know, it's Friday. But I'm going to go ahead and get into the habit of broadcasting probably noon Central Time on Wednesday. It's a little easier for me. And the whole idea behind this is to showcase some of the shows and projects we have going on at Project Zion Studios. Again, you can find the website, that is www.projectzionstudios.wordpress.com. And the whole purpose of our studio, quote unquote, is to revive radio. We are a radio drama studio focusing primarily on entertaining, educating, and just generally being, entertainers, having a good time, and all the sorts. So without further ado, today's program we're going to be showcasing is G Diffuser. It is written and produced by John Henry Balsa. Keep in mind, it's also for an older, mature audience. So without further ado, enjoy. Here's the first episode.
Ground control, we need you, Fox.
Happy hail, Fox McCloud. Barrel roll and use the boost to get through. Falco to Fox, Command McCloud. I sign, I'm on your side. Such a waste of space.
This is ground control to Fox McCloud.
We need your help, Fox. Save us now.
Listeners, join Fox as he and his team of star mercenaries make their final approach to Cornera. In response to an SOS signal, step inside the R-Wing 01 unit as Fox McCloud once again tries to establish communication with Corneran Ground Control.
Oxygen flush complete.
Thank you, Rob. I'm now going to remove my O2 mask.
That's better. Yeah. Now attempting to contact ground control via radio satellite. Ground control, this is Fox McCloud of Star Fox Team. Come in, ground control. Ground control, do you read me? Our connection may be experiencing a blip.
Falco Charles Lombardi to Fox. I'm just throwing this out there, but everyone on Cornera is probably dead.
Charles. Don't lose heart, buddy. I'm sure that there are at least one or two alive down there. Maybe.
Fox, just face it. The gun. Every time we come here, there are less lives to save.
Charles.
Cornera is a dying planet.
Charles. No, Charles.
We should just go back now and head to the Great Fox, okay? I said it.
Please, Charles. We've been through this too many times. The Star Fox team can never back down from a fight.
When there's money involved.
Charles!
We're broke, Fox. I mean, isn't that why we do this? We're space mercenaries, soldiers of fortune. Let's not pretend and try to beat around the bush.
Falco Seamus, Charles Lombardi. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't have to listen to
this. Damn it, Charles, you're gonna listen. And you're going to listen good. Because I am the captain of this team. And what I say goes, you dirty little bird.
Yeah, okay.
The money is only a fraction of the reason this team was developed by my father.
James McCloud was a loon.
James McCloud was a hero. He gave his life for the prosperity of the Lilat system. Do not be mistaken, Falco. The Star Fox team is about something much bigger than me or your stubborn bird brain ass, or even all the riches this galaxy has to offer. It's about protecting a balance.
You're a fool, Fox. if you honestly believe that we can stop Andross by ourselves.
And you're a coward, Charles, if you don't even care to try.
Yeah, all right, keep talking to me like that, McCloud, and I'll show you a coward.
That sounds like a threat, Charles.
More like a promise. You feel me, McCloud?
Oh, I feel you, Charles. I feel you good.
Don't say it like that.
I want you to save it for the battlefield, because we're going to Cornera, and we're going to nail Andross to the wall for his wrongdoing.
I guess I should be thankful.
McCloud to Star Fox team, do you copy?
Flippy here. I'm okay.
Happy Hab reporting for duty.
Now entering Cornera atmosphere.
Just remember to stay out of my way, Fox.
Heh. Fine by me, Falco.
Team, let's rock and roll!
Unsure of the impending danger, Fox and his team of space mercenaries dive into Corneran airspace. Is Cornera really beyond rescue? Or will the Star Fox team be able to make a difference? Find out in the next episode of G-Diffuser 01.
You're listening to the Otocast Radio Network.
The very best in online radio.
Log in, kick back, and turn us up.
Otocast Radio.
We supply your anime fix.
All right, welcome back. I'm Desmond Childs. This is PZ Theater Presents. And that was, the first episode of G-Diffuser 01. We're not going to keep you waiting on the episode 2. As of this recording, as of this broadcast, the season is actually rearing toward its season finale. And so I ought to let you know how much material there is for those of you enjoying the program to go and check out. So again, www.projectzionstudios.wordpress.com. Click on the show page and check out G-Diffuser. It should tab down and click on it. All the episodes are available for you to download and listen to. So go there now. Enjoy yourself. All right, so here's the second episode and part of G-Diffuser 01. See what's going on with Star Fox and Team Star Fox. Did I say that one? Fox McCloud? Yeah, whatever. Here you go.
Ground control. We need you, Fox.
Happy Hare, Fox McCloud. So do a barrel roll and use a boost to get through.
This is ground control to Fox McCloud.
We need your help, Fox. Save us now.
Star Fox team enters Cornera airspace, proceeding to split and scan the capital ruins for survivors. We listen in from Slippy's R-Wing cockpit.
Slippy Johnson towed to Star Fox team? None are alive on my scans.
Keep searching, Flip. It's too early to lose hope now.
This place is a disaster.
Andross is insane and mad with power.
How can anyone be so cruel?
You would do better not to think on such a polluted mind.
It's just so terrible.
Andross' love for power will continue to grow if left unchecked. The only thing he wants is total domination of the Lilat system. A distress transmission has been picked up. Team, stay sharp.
Transmission received from Cornerian Ground Control. Stand by for message playback.
Finally.
It's about time you showed up, Fox. You're the only hope for our world. The forces of Andross have destroyed all of Cornera. And now the last remaining survivors are pinned inside a military bunker east of the capital. Fox! Please! Need... help!
Oh no!
My goodness.
I sure hope we're not too late.
Mission updated. Protect Cornera survivors. Coordinates uploaded to link navigation system.
You heard him, team. Let's move out!
Star Fox team flies east of the Cornera capital, and they soon find, just ahead of themselves, a massacre battleground from what seems to be a final bastion against the invading battalion sent by Andross.
Heavy head of Star Fox team, the bunker fortification will not hold out much longer. We gotta act fast.
Flippy, Peppy, dive low and distract the forward onslaught units from their constant bombardment. Falco and I will swoop in and flank them from the right.
Right!
Let's go!
while Fox and Falco slip into an offset tactical flanking position to wait for the right opportunity, Slippy Toad and Peppy Hair dive into the fray as ordered to begin their heat aggro diversion.
Come on, you meanies!
Come and get some!
Slippy takes a slight hit and is immediately pursued by an enemy unit.
Ah! Someone get this guy off me!
Slippy, shake him to your left and now scrape him off you.
Okay, got it!
Got him!
Phew! Thanks, Peppy. I thought they had me.
Hang in there, Slip, and keep rounding up their attention from the bunker.
I'm doing the best I can, Peppy.
Come on, Fox, where are you?
Listeners join the contemplating Fox and anxious Falco prepping for a devastating surprise attack.
Fox, we gotta go now. They can't hold out much longer.
Negative. Stand by. It's taking longer than expected, but the enemy battalion will soon isolate their general.
Fox, we can't wait. Everyone is dying out there.
Charles, you will maintain position. That's an order.
Slip and Peppy need us, damn it.
Charles.
I'm not about to let them die!
I swear to all the coordinator gods that if you give away our position, I will shoot you down. I will shoot your motherfucking ass to the ground, you barbarian son of a bitch!
Screw this! I'm coming, guys!
Damn you, Charles!
Heat signatures detected. 24 enemy military ground personnel departing Trade District 8.
Wait, that must be their commander. Rob, I need exact coordinates.
Warning, pursuit of Trade District ground units ill-advised. Star Fox team status reaching critical condition. Team R-Wing efficiency slipping 32%. Peppy, 57%. Falcon,
Rob, shut the fuck up and give me the damn coordinates. Give them to me now. I am not in the mood right now.
I heard you the first time. It's just that you kind of hurt my feelings. No big deal.
Rob, we've been through this.
I know that we've been through this, but just because I am a robot, does that mean that I'm not programmed with emotion?
Oh my goodness. Rob, I'm sorry for yelling at you, okay?
Coordinates uploaded to navigation systems.
Now heading to intercept enemy commander. Star Fox 01 team R-Wing Unix Telecom, stand by. Rob, do not clue the team on my location. I need to keep them in the heat right where they're at.
Oh, I've got them now.
Fox McCloud, captain of the Star Fox mercenaries, blasts off in the opposite direction of his team. Is the son of James McCloud about to make the ultimate sacrifice? Or will his pursuit of the commanding enemy unit save Cordera from total destruction? Find out in the next episode of G-Diffuser 01.
You're listening to the Otocast Radio Network.
The very best in online radio.
Log in, kick back, and turn us up.
Otocast Radio.
We supply your anime fix.
All right, so those were the first two episodes of G-Diffuser 01, written and produced by John Henry Bolza. He does all the voices, in these first two episodes. Some of the other actors and actresses in the troupe join a little bit later on in the season. I am Desmond Childs. Thank you for listening to the program today. Just wanted to let you guys know that we are happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. I mentioned this earlier on in the program. Leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, guys. You can listen to any of them on any device, including whatever you're listening to me on right now. So if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/otocastradio, again, you get a free book and a one-month trial of the service. Some of the books you could get for free include The Shades of Grey, Book 1 of the 50 Shades Trilogy by E.L. James, or To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. And this one is narrated by Sissy Spacek. And finally, something like Yes, Please by Amy Fuller. So there's a large variety of things you can get at audible.com. So, you know, go to the website, audibletrial.com/otocastradio. That is audibletrial.com/otocastradio. Okay, let's wrap it up. We will be back next Wednesday at noon to broadcast another program. Will it be G-Diffuser or perhaps something else? You'll have to tune in next week to see. Thank you for listening, and we will see you around next week. Goodbye.